Popular Congolese musician Delphin Katembo Viniwasiki, known as Delcat Idengo, has been killed in Goma while filming a music video. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. His death comes just weeks after he released a song condemning the occupation of the city by M23 rebels. His body was discovered on Thursday, lying in the street with his head partially covered in blood. Unconfirmed reports suggest he was shot. The circumstances surrounding his killing remain unclear. Idengo, known for his outspoken criticism of all parties in the ongoing conflict, was among hundreds of prisoners who escaped from a Goma prison after it was overrun by M23 militants last month. A city in turmoil. Goma, a major city in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, has been engulfed in fighting as armed groups and government forces battle for control of the mineral-rich region. Government spokesperson Patrick Muyaya condemned the musician's killing as an abominable act, blaming M23 for the attack and vowing that justice will be done. However, M23 rebels denied responsibility, instead accusing government-aligned forces and calling on them to lay down their arms. Idengo's killing has further heightened tensions in the region, as the Rwanda-backed rebels push towards Bukavu, the capital of South Kivu, despite ongoing regional peace efforts. According to the latest UN figures, the conflict has left 2,900 people dead and displaced 700,000 others in recent months. A voice for the people silenced. Idengo's death has sparked protests in Beni, his hometown, where demonstrators took to the streets demanding justice. Videos circulating on social media show his body lying in the Kilajiwe area of northern Goma, moments after the attack. Witnesses say he was wearing military-style trousers for the video shoot and died instantly. The Congolese Ministry of Arts and Culture condemned the incident as an assassination. A committed voice, he carried, through his music, the aspirations and hopes of an entire generation, the ministry posted on X. Idengo had a history of political persecution for his activism. He was jailed last year for allegedly inciting violence against UN peacekeepers, and in 2021, he was prosecuted for insulting President Felix Tshisekedi in a song criticizing the government's broken promises. Although initially sentenced to 10 years in prison, he was later acquitted. Calls for accountability. Political figures across the spectrum have condemned Idengo's killing. The nation has lost a patriot committed to national cohesion. It is high time for this war to end. Humanity above all. Opposition leader Martin Fayulu posted on X. Moise Katumbi, another opposition leader, called for swift justice. His murderers, whoever they are, must be quickly identified and very severely punished. With no clear answers on who was behind the attack, Idengo's death has become yet another tragic symbol of Democratic Republic of the Congo's deepening crisis. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.